Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. Hour number three on, a Taco Tuesday. Hey, I got to tell you, I mean, the Cracker Barrel story is the gift that keeps on giving, right? I mean, I'm not trying to wear out the topic here, but new things keep popping in. Like, for instance, Libs of TikTok. If you're not familiar with Libs of TikTok, they've made a name for themselves by just showing you what the Libs are doing. But Libs of TikTok just posted that Cracker Barrel has now scrubbed all of the woke LGBTQ propaganda off its website, and then it says they're panicking. And then also, by the way, quotes Robbie Starbuck again, who says, Cracker Barrel management is cracking today. They removed the LGBTQ pride page off their Cracker Barrel website. The first three screenshots on his post here show what the page used to look like, and the fourth shows how it looks now. The backlash against them for going woke has them in a panic. Maybe so. Maybe so. But yeah, they had all this stuff on their website about him bringing the front porch to pride, you know, with rainbow colored rocking chairs and all this. You know, it's like ridiculous. And then next thing you know, they're scrubbing it.
Completely out of touch with their base.
Completely out of touch with their base. Hey, by the way, in case y'all had not recalled, we do more here than just Right Side Radio. Right Side Media is the parent company. Right Side Radio. Right Side Media is a parent company. Right Side Radio is just one of our productions. We got podcasts, we got written work, we got all kinds of things. You can find a lot of it at our website, rightsidemedia.org, which, by the way, also has a shop tab on it where you can go buy merch like coffee mugs and t-shirts and hats. And oh, by the way, we still got some of those Benshot custom-made highball glasses that have the Right Side Media logo engraved on them. It says Bulletproof Influence with an embedded 308 round in the glass itself. Very cool. Like a bulletproof glass. Get it? Anyway, check it all out at rightsidemedia.org. But one of the things that we also have in those podcasts is JP's got a new one out as of what? Yesterday. Today.
Yes.
And you dived into that Raja Jackson thing.
Oh, yes.
So before I even get into this dipper here, back me up on that. What? Remind the audience how that went down.
It's one of the craziest stories I've ever seen. You know, as somebody who is a combat sports enjoyer, I grew up watching professional wrestling, avid MMA fan as well. I don't know if I've seen anything like this story before of Rampage Jackson, who is a very famous former MMA fighter. His son is a amateur MMA fighter, but he's also been getting into the live streaming thing. He's become like a pretty popular live streamer. He's around my age. But so he goes to this local little wrestling event. It's not like WWE or AEW. It's like a little local, you know, thing. And so he shows up and he's got a camera guy with him. So one of the wrestlers thinks that he's a part of the promotion. He's another wrestler. They're doing a promo event. So he decides to play along and breaks a little fake like dummy beer bottle over his head that's meant to break on purpose. You know, he didn't hit him hard at all, but it broke on him. And then Raja Jackson didn't appreciate that, obviously. I don't blame him. But then later the guy apologizes to him on camera, says, you know, I didn't realize you weren't a part of this thing, you know, my bad, whatever. But then they goes, well, we're gonna work it in though. You're gonna show up later tonight and you're gonna come into the ring during the match, take me down and do a bunch of fake punches on me. It's gonna be a part of the gig. So it goes on.
So staged. They were going to stage something.
Staged. He was going to come in and fake punch him. You know, the whole thing was going to be staged. But there's actually part of the live stream kept going during this whole thing, continuous, from that happening to the event. And there was actually another wrestler before the event telling him that he needs to go in and get his receipt, which in wrestling means, you know, get back at somebody. But a receipt is like, you may ding him like once, kind of, and that's really it. It's not what he ended up doing. So
no, it was awful. I saw it.
Go to the event, and you know, before the event on the stream, you know, Raja's telling his fans, man, I'm going to get him. I'm going to beat him up real good. Y'all just wait and see. I'm not going to mess around. I'm not going to play around with it. Comes in his time to come into the ring and do what his stage, you know, is supposed to do. And instead of just taking him down, doing a bunch of fake punches, he double legs him, picks him up over his head, slams him on the ring, which, by the way, those wrestling rings are like wood. Like, they're not soft.
No.
The guy gets knocked out as he makes contact with the ring, and then Raja Jackson proceeds to wail on him with about 20 or so unanswered punches to his face, full-fledged, not fake punches, like actual real punches to his unconscious head, and his head is just bouncing off of the ring, and eventually other wrestlers came in and realized what was going on and pulled him off of him. But
he wasn't stopping, which was what's crazy. No. It's like, dude, you got in a lick and then you raise your hands in the air, you walk away like you're a champion. You didn't mean to hurt him. No, he was like not stopping.
If nobody would have pulled him off, he probably would have killed him.
You're not being overly dramatic there. No. I saw the video, I watched it, and I thought the guy's unconscious, and you're still beating the crap out of him.
Yeah,
like wailing to the face.
And
so does the guy have traumatic brain injury now? Is he in ICU?
He's still in critical care right now. He's in stable condition, but he's still in critical care right now. LAPD is currently investigating the situation. But there's also apparently the KnockX, I think is the name of the promotion. Apparently there's screenshots of a group text where the owner was telling the wrestlers not to cooperate in the investigation.
Not to cooperate.
Yeah, it's like
don't say nothing.
If the police ask you something, do not talk to them. You know, talk to us first. Whatever. It's like, why? That's your guy that was put in that situation. And there's a lot of people saying too that this thing was a work. It was a work for him to go in the first place. I don't think it'd be
a work.
Like scripted. Like
okay.
Like the whole thing was scripted. Him like this was all part of the script. No, I don't. I think a guy going into critical care, maybe a little bit past the script. You know, I don't know.
Accidents happen, but after the first punch, it was no longer an accident.
No, and you know it.
There were like 20 punches, weren't there?
Oh, it was just about 20 punches. Yeah,
and they were. It wasn't like getting one in. It was like drawing back and hitting his face as hard as he could while the guy was laying there unconscious.
Oh yeah, his head was bouncing off of the mat like over and over and over and over.
God
apparently,
Almighty.
You know, he was choking on his own blood while he was in. Like it's an awful, awful story. This guy too is a former veteran who apparently was wrestling to help him get over his PTSD and war. It's just an awful story all around.
So what's your consensus then? Is Raja Jackson going to jail? I mean, I think at the very least. There's a lawsuit. Oh, by the way, the video kept streaming, right?
Oh yeah, the video kept streaming until after the event. Like Raja is on camera after the event, leaving the stadium or whatever is being held at, talking about how he's not going to let people mess with him. He's tired of people joking around with him, pretty much trying to show his viewers he's some big bad tough guy. You know, you just knocked out a veteran that you pretty much like sucker punched a veteran,
and then you continued to pound on a guy who was unconscious.
Yes, and yeah, so the stream kept going for about 20 minutes or so after the event. But if you're asking if I think something's going to happen, unfortunately, I don't know, because if the wrestlers and the promotion's not willing to cooperate with police in the investigation, I don't know. I mean, my hopes aren't that high that something's actually going to happen. But Raja should be arrested 100%.
Is Raja Jackson, is he got money?
His dad has money. I don't know what his dad was actually on live stream with somebody else.
I'm telling you right now, there are lawyers lining up outside that ICU to sign that guy up for a lawsuit.
Oh yeah, I mean, and his dad was actually on live stream with somebody else when it happened and got his live reaction. And of course, he kind of stuck up for his son a little bit. But I don't know how much Rampage would be willing to. I'm sure he would help him if Raja got sued. He would help him. Just an awful story.
Wow. All right. So your new podcast just came out with all that, right?
It did, yes. You can go to Right Side Media's X page. You can also go to the YouTube channel, rightside_media, and go check it out.
That's madness. That's crazy. All right. Wow. I just had to get that in there because I saw that video and I realized you'd done your podcast on it and I wanted to touch base on that. That is just, okay, that is absolute madness. All right. We're taking a break right now. We're coming right back, jumping into Dipper number 3, Military Minded. I got some information here that's pretty interesting. Like, are Trump and Pete Hegseth talking about renaming the DOD? Are they? I'll tell you about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.